Hello, this is Ken.
Hi, Ken. This is Nikki calling from Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. So, yes, we do have a client interview scheduled for you today, and this call would take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is now still a good time for you?
Yeah.
Amazing. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Ken, I wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to collect key insights about your businesses, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. Okay? So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I wanted to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see it here that you haven't signed up yet, the terms and conditions, and you're not done setting up the security question with John. So did you receive the initial invoice email, and did you have a chance to review the terms and conditions?
I don't remember him telling me about anything like that, so I just signed up last night.
Ooh, okay. He didn't tell you about the terms and conditions. Let me see if he sent you that email. Oh, yeah. So I see it here that you receive an email that says Local Splash initial invoice. Will you be able to check your email, or do you want to go it over later? Which do you prefer? Which, whatever that is comfortable for you.
I'm taking a look right now.
Mm-hmm. Let me know if you want me to resend the email.
I've got several emails actually, so let's see. Action needed, is that the one?
Local Splash initial invoice.
Oh. Click here. Do this real quick. It's almost
So on that email, it says click here and you can see the terms of experience.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And when you scroll to the bottom part, you will actually see three boxes. It says, I agree to receive SMS sent to my phone number. I certify that I am the authorized holder and signing of the credit card, and all the information is complete and accurate. And the last box says, I acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. So if you're okay with all of this, you can go ahead and sign it up while having me on the line. Or if you want to go over and check everything, just let me know.
Yeah, I clicked it all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. And then the last part, there's a orange box that says click here and type your name as seen above and then confirm signature.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I've already done that.
Sounds good. All right. So it's actually asking you for the login credentials, right?
It's asking me to connect my Google Business Profile.
Okay. That is for your, we can go over that one later.
Okay.
Thank you so much for that. And now let's go ahead and select a security question for your business. So this question, Ken, is for your protection. So anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. So these are the choices available: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet's name. So which one would you like to choose?
Let's go over the first pet name.
Mm-hmm. And that would be?
Kobuk. K-O-B-U-K.
K-O-B-U-K. Oh, wow. Very unique. All right. So I have here Kobuk.
It's a, It's actually from when we lived in Alaska, and my dad named our dog after a river in Alaska.
Oh, wow.
So most people wouldn't figure that out.
Yeah. So let me just go ahead and know that for you. All right. Most people wouldn't figure this out, literally. So, yeah. And now let's verify your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Deepest. Is that correct?
Sure.
All right. And the address I have on here is 4364 Bonita Road, Bonita, California, 91902.
Correct.
And is this a home address or an office location?
It's actually a mailbox location.
Mailbox location. All right. Let me just go ahead and note this one here. Some mailbox location. If this one is a mailbox location, can you provide me a different address?
Well, I mean, all my company business stuff comes through that address, so.
Okay. So let me just note it here. But you'll be able to receive mail address, right? Because this is your mailbox.
Yeah, address. I can receive mail, packages, anything that I need at that address.
Okay.
And I use that because it's got a physical address and it's not a P.O. box or something like that.
Oh, this is a physical address? I'm sorry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. All right. Mm-hmm. So we can work on that. And let me see. I can see that you're licensed and insured, correct?
I'm sorry, what?
I can see that you are licensed, insured, and have a business registration.
Yeah.
All right. And what is your business license number and expiration date? Is it handy with you right now?
No, I can look it up.
That's okay. I can note it here. It's not handy right now. All right.
I've got it in my wallet. Let's see. It is PR9668.
That's PR9688?
No, 668.
668, okay. PR9668.
That's the business license through the Structural Pest Control Board.
Okay, gotcha. And does it have an expiration date or no?
I don't believe so, but let me... I'm looking it up real quick online here. Mm-hmm. 9668. Oh, yeah. It says December 31st of 2099.
That was 99.
I'll be dead by then, but hey, all right.
Okay. So, wow, December 31st of 2099. Oh, wow. I'm sure I'm dead by that time also.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's what it says, so I'm like, okay, we'll go with it.
Okay. We'll just have to put it this way since that is what is written in there. So, okay, that was actually funny. So let me just have it here. And also, are you open to publicly displaying the address? Will Google heavily reward verified addresses with better local rankings? Like, are you okay to share the address online?
Yeah, the address is fine.
Okay. And later in the call, I will be providing you a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 619-755-7790?
Yes.
All right. And I just wanted to confirm that I got here your correct email address, and that's going to be ken@deepest.com.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
And I see that you already have an existing website, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm actually pulling it right now, and they're using the Google Workspace already, so that's dpass.com. So my next question for you is, do you want us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
No, I want to keep everything on my existing domain.
Mm-hmm. All right, we can just promote it as is then.
Okay.
And call tracking is included in your partnership. So this one, Ken, is a Google-endorsed best practice for growth-focused businesses. So here's how it works. We provision a unique local number and promote it everywhere we market you. So every call to that number is tracked, recorded, and reported in your dashboard, so you know exactly which leads came from our work. You will gain insight into call quality and job opportunities, minimize spam, and enjoy and match transparency into return on investment. Calls route instantly to your local Splash app or the main business line, so there's zero disruption to your workflow. You can access reports in the local Splash app using your primary phone number for secure login. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And to maximize your return on investment, you need to update your website to display your new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync.
Okay.
All right. And would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? For a one-time fee of only $19, we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. Would you like to add this?
No, I've got a radio voice myself. I can add radio.
Okay, no worries about that. You can skip it for now. And we're going to identify your most valuable service, the keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with your ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide pest control services. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what's the number one service that you would want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Well, so pest control services I want more of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good.
Because I do termite and I do, which is fine, but
mm-hmm.
I want to grow the pest control side of the business because that has a residual income that constantly comes in, and if I can grow that side of the business, I can always do the termite too, but. You know, so let me put it to you this way. A friend of mine started a pest control company clear back in, you know, years ago, but he was only focusing on fumigations. And then when the housing crisis hit, nobody was doing fumigations, but pest control was still thriving. So pest control is kind of economically, it's economy proof where fumigations are not. So that's why I want to focus more on pest control than fumigations, but I do both.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, you actually have the best keywords right here because I pulled the top performing industry keywords for you, and pest control services is going to be the first keyword that I'm going to offer. So you will be found out with the first keyword, pest control services, okay? So this is what okay, so let me just have here pest control services. But I've actually added some other industry keywords. Let us know if you want to add the keywords that I prepared for you, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. So you will get an email for this one also, Ken, with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay? So what I got here is I got the first keyword, pest control services. I also have exterminator services, pest management, termite control, bed bug control, bee services, fumigation services, Vicane fumigation, and foam treatment services. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Okay. The only one I'm not okay with is the bed bug one, and let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
So in my industry, 9 out of 10 calls that come in for bed bugs mm-hmm. are not bed bugs.
Oh.
So it's a lot of it's a waste. A lot of it's a waste of time. Usually they'll have fleas or they have bird mites or they have something other than bed bugs, and they end up, you know, it's a lot of driving around and chasing a dollar for very little in return. I like to do bed bugs. They're great profitable jobs, but 9 out of 10 phone calls that I get are not bed bugs.
So who can take bed bugs out?
Yeah, that's the only reason why I don't like that keyword. Otherwise, I would. If people were actually calling for bed bugs, I would do that all day long.
Okay. So let's take out the bed bugs. And anyways, are there any other services or related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
You could put in flea spray or flea service or something like that.
Flea services?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I could definitely do those.
Mm-hmm. I have added it here. Do you have more, or do you want to think over about it later?
Let me see here. Anything to do with rodents would probably be a good one.
You want to do like rodent control?
Yeah, rodent control would be fine, yeah.
Okay. I have added here, rodent control. All right. Do you have any other keywords that you would like to add?
You could do ticks, but I don't know that we get that many calls on that. Oh, cockroaches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do cockroaches control. Okay. How about mosquitoes?
Can't do mosquitoes yet. I got to get the licensing for it. It's on my website, but I've still got a few months away before I get there.
Gotcha. All right. Okay. Let me know if you wanted to add more or.
That's fine for now.
This is fine for now. Okay. Anyways, as I have mentioned earlier, Ken,
Wait, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Did we have 15 keywords total or no?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 for now. But I will be sending you an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords, you can reply to my email so that we can make proper adjustments. If there are any other keywords that you wanted to add later, how about that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Because maybe there are some services or keywords that would come up later, and to make sure that we got the best keywords for you. And now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
I would say when it comes to a lot of larger companies anyway, smaller companies are always able to get better pest control, no waiting on hold.
All right, no waiting on hold. That's good.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one. People don't like
to wait on hold. Of course.
It's also got that more small business feel where people can get good customer service, where a lot of times, you're being relegated to a call center somewhere. So we don't have any overseas call centers or anything like that. Everything is done. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, actually, most people prefer small businesses because they get the best customer service from those people. All right.
Yeah, they usually get better rates too. Is another reason why.
Yes, of course. And I wanted to add that. Do you want me to put a kid that you offer competitive prices?
Yeah, you can put that.
Okay. And is this locally owned and operated?
Correct.
Okay. Is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
All right. Do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Okay. We've got a good description here that we can start off. All right. And how about a mission statement? Do you happen to have one?
Let's see.
Or let me know if you want to hear the list that I prepared for you.
Yeah. Why don't you?
Okay. So I have here, Ken, at the best, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at the best, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at the best, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. The fourth one is at the best, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. And the last one that we have is we strive for higher standards of service.
I think I like the third one.
The third one. So at the best, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. It suits well with the description that you gave me earlier. So it's just a good one.
Yeah.
All right. And how about the tagline or slogan? Do you happen to have one?
We've always, my wife and I, when we came up with the company name, we said, get the best from the best.
All right. It really is the best if you do it, you're right. Get the best, be the best. It's very, simple, but very striking, and it's easier to remember, correct?
Right.
I can remember it all day long. Get the best from the best. Okay. And how many years have you been in business?
This is our first year.
First year. So you started this 2025.
Well, let me back up for a moment. So what we did is we bought an existing business called Mr. Exterminator, but we changed the name. Mm-hmm. So this business has technically been in business for over 30 years, but we changed the name as of January 1st is when we bought it.
Okay, so basically the documents with the DePest on it started 2025.
Correct.
Okay, but how many years of experience do you have?
Nine.
Now that's what we're talking about. Look at those 9 years of experience. Okay, but do you prefer putting it right here that the business started 2025? Or do you want to date back 30 years ago?
What do you think?
If you would like to know my suggestion, I would like to give it the date that was the DePest was really on papers. So everything will really be in sync. Anyways, I'm putting it here that you have 9 years of experience.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. 9 years is not a joke. Look at that. Okay. And how many people work with your company?
Just my wife and I right now.
All right, sweet. We have two for now. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
both.
All right. And I just wanted to confirm that I got here correct hours of operation. So it says here from Monday through Friday, you open from 8 to 5 p.m.
Correct.
And are you closed on Saturdays and Sundays, or do you do by appointments?
Sunday's definitely closed because everybody in the industry is. But Saturdays, I do take phone calls. I just didn't post any hours.
Mm. How about putting it here by appointments on Saturdays and close on Sundays? Do you prefer that way?
Yeah, we could do that. That's fine.
Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
Zelle, Venmo, credit cards, check, cash.
Okay. So we have Zelle, Venmo, credit cards, checks, and cash. All right. So now, Panda, we have your business info. We have two options. The first option is we optimize your business, your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is actually the best option that we offer. And the second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories. So which option do you prefer?
I'm sorry, I missed what were the options?
Yeah. The first option is we'll optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And the second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories.
So it's an either or?
Yes, it's you can choose one only for now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll stick to Google and Facebook.
Yes, that's the best option that we have. So let's work on that. And now, let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here that your business is located in Bonita, California. So for this 110, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Also, we would like to give my suggestion because, of course, we wanted you to have a better ranking in your Google Business Profile. And ideally, we always ask for like five cities, five effective focus. Do you think you can provide five cities or zip codes that we could work on?
Yeah, that'll be easy. I'm pulling up a map with all the zip codes.
Gotcha. And it should be under 2 hours driving distance so that your Google Business Profile will not get suspended, okay?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to drive 2 hours.
All right.
I do have some customers that are 2 hours away, but I don't like driving that far. Let me see this one. So city names or zip codes, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Chula Vista would be one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good area. Obviously San Diego.
San Diego, okay.
Bonita.
Mm-hmm.
National City.
Mm-hmm.
Spring Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, is that five? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, we have here Chula Vista, San Diego, Bonita, National City, and Spring Valley. So that makes it five. Like, do you want to add like one or two?
Yeah.
Are you?
El Cajon.
Okay, let me just get it here first. What's the next one?
El Cajon.
Mm-hmm. One moment.
Sure.
I'm sorry, what's the next one? I forget to add it here.
El Cajon.
Oklahoma?
El Cajon, yes.
Okay.
And then Cajon.
All right, gotcha. So this is the sixth one. And do you have the last one?
Oh, there's another one? Oh.
But yeah, we can do six for now. I'm just giving you one more. All right.
La Mesa.
Okay, La Mesa.
La Mesa.
La Mesa, I'm sorry. We have it here. All right, added La Mesa. Thank you so much for this. And now, do you know if you have a Google Business Profile?
I do.
Yeah, I'm actually pulling it right now just to make sure. And let me just go ahead. Oh, wow. Look at those 5 stars with 20 Google reviews. Okay.
I've been working on it.
Wow. Look at that. I like it. All right. And I just wanted to know, does your business license and insurance have the same name as I see on your Google Business Profile?
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Yes, you need the names to match in case you do a verification with Google. And in order to optimize, we will need manager access to it. Do you have access to your Google Business Profile?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have time to add us right now as a manager? Or do you want me to send you an email? Which do you prefer?
Yeah, we can add it right now. Just tell me.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, let's just do the easiest one.
So it's connect to Google on the Local Express website. Is that what you need to do?
Yes. Sometimes, since we're still working on your profile, it wouldn't really work. But if it's not going to work that way, then let's go ahead and do the other way. It's easier this way. So are you using your phone or are you in front of a computer right now?
I'm in front of a computer.
Sounds good. So let's go to your regular browser.
Okay.
And type in business.google.com/locations with S.
Let me close out some of these windows here real quick. What was it? Google dot what?
Yeah, business.google.com/locations.
Business.google.com/locations.
Yeah, with S on it, locations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And did you see your Google Business Profile under businesses?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Can you tap on it, please?
Yeah.
All right. And did you see any 3 dots? Did you see edit profile, profile strength, and does it have any 3 dots anywhere on the screen? It's usually on the upper side.
You mean like add a new business profile or something like that?
Yeah. When you click on the 3 dots,
it
will route you to the business profile settings.
Profile settings, okay. I went there.
Yes. All right. And when you tap on that, you see managers or people in access?
People in access.
Gotcha. So tap on add, and it will route you to the email address box. And I'm going to read to you the local splash listing number. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. So type in 552-554-6200. And you should see local splash listings popping up.
Yep. Add.
All right. And you should add this as a manager.
Yep. You're added as a manager.
All right. Let me go ahead and have it here in my end to make sure that you receive. Okay. Got it here. Thank you so much for that one. Very quick review. So nice to work with someone who knows this. Yeah, actually, John left a note for me that you're actually very good at this. So I'm very comfortable with that. And I know everything will go smoothly. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And also, one growth feature that we offer, Ken, is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. Would you like us to activate this for your business?
Sure.
All right. I want you to maximize what they offer, especially they can help you a lot with the optimization of your Google Business profile. Anyways, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard. So let me go ahead and do that one here. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
I believe I do. I took over, Yelp had contacted me and I took over, the Mr. Exterminator, that's the former company name, Yelp profile, which wasn't the greatest.
All right. Yeah, I actually see, I think you do have an existing Yelp page here.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
since you already have it claimed, so you already have access to it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Actually, we advise you to keep managing your content, reviews, and content directly. But if you would like us to optimize your Yelp page, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp for a better lead flow?
Might as well.
Okay. So for this one, I will be sending you an email for the instructions and how to add us as an admin, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just go ahead. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
Yes.
Sounds good. Do you have access to your Facebook business page?
Of course.
Yes, of course. Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Yeah, just tell me where to go. I don't remember how to do
it. All right. Yeah, I will be sending you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. It typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, Ken, we optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. So let me just send you the link real quick, because we will only be working with your Facebook business page, because I understand that your Facebook page is connected to your personal Facebook, right? So I will be sending you a link where we can only work with the Facebook business page directly. So let me send you real quick, and it's going to be really easy to add us. All right. So you should be receiving it in a moment. Just let me know if you need any assistance. And while waiting for you to receive it, I see that you have Facebook ads as part of your strategy. You have a good, you have a very good package here. Let me just have it here. Okay. All right. So for your Facebook ads, Ken, let me have it here. For your Facebook ads, what is your preferred lead response method? Do you want to do the form fill, call, or messenger? So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form in your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the leads tab. And if you select calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the ads tab. But unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. And the last option that we have is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. So what do you think works best for you?
So that's a question that I would like to understand, actually. Mm-hmm. So I use Facebook Messenger for another business that I have, but do people prefer to call? Do they prefer to use message, or do they prefer filling out a form? What is your research include?
Yeah, actually, we always suggest to do the Facebook form fill, because the best thing about the Facebook form fill is if you want to be able to get into your clients, to your future clients, then you will be receiving their full information through email and SMS, especially on the dashboard with the local splash. So you will see the correct information, because calls, it's very limited. It's not going to give you all the information that you will be needed. And also, if the Facebook Messenger needs 24 hours for you to reply and you might miss that one. So we always suggest the Facebook form fill.
Okay. Let's do that then.
All right. Anyways, we can do the Facebook form fill. And if you think that you wanted to do calls, let us know so we can go ahead and change it. So for now, let's do the Facebook form fill, okay?
Okay.
All right. And do you have any specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or do you want to have a creative team handle this?
You guys can work it out.
All right. But do you have any pictures of your completed work that you can send?
No, actually. I could probably get some, but it wouldn't be really hard to do.
That's okay.
I've never thought about taking pictures, but I guess I should.
Yeah. If you have pictures soon, we encourage you to upload photos to your dashboard or to your local Splash app, because we can use it for your ads and for your Google Business Profile, actually. So if you have time soon. Anyways, I'll note it here.
Professional photography done for my business. So I do have a
professional.
That I've been using. So you'll see it on my Yelp and pop some of it on my Google Profile already.
Okay. I'll note it here. All right. And yeah, I just received your the Facebook management here. Thank you so much for adding us. All right. Mm-hmm. And let me see. Okay. Oh, have you considered the Google Guaranteed? I see that it's not part of your package, but have you heard about it? I think you have.
The Google Guarantee?
Yes.
No, I have no idea what that is.
Oh, okay. So Google Guarantee is a pay-per-lead marketing at the very top of Google reserved for businesses that pass Google screening for quality and trust. So leads are exclusive, no charges for wasted clicks, and this program requires documentation and background checks, but returns in terms of high-quality leads and community trust are quite substantial. So let me just go ahead here and check if pest control is okay with a Google Guarantee. But if ever you will be, let me just have it here real quick, because this is a very good package. And it's okay if you will not be able to add it now, and if you wanted to add it soon, then you can.
Oh, I think, I think that's another $250 per month or something like that.
Yes, actually, it's another package for it. John tell you about this?
He told me about it. We're going to do it later.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. All right. So I'll just keep it here for now. Okay. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
No, there's no real specific day or time. I just know that the first 2 weeks of every month are a lot busier than the second half of the month, because most of my jobs are scheduled at the beginning.
Okay.
That's the reason why we're doing this program, so I can fill up my schedule better.
Okay. So if we have concerns with regards to your account, can we call you anytime?
Yeah, just call me anytime. It's fine.
Okay. And if you're busy, it's okay. Just leave us a message. When would be the best time to call you? All right. And do you have a logo to showcase your brand?
Yeah, it's on my website.
All right. And will you be able to send it to us? Because if you will be downloading it, I think it will ruin the quality.
Yeah, I can send you the Photoshop version of it.
Okay. Sounds good.
I did it myself, so.
Oh, wow. You did this yourself. All right. You get a quota of being too talented. That sounds good. So let me just go ahead and have it here. So you will see several important emails from us soon, Ken. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have project photos or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry-stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. Your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere and any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily and will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary service for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay. So 3 weeks from now, that's going to be on the 3rd of September. Are you okay with that? Or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, like I was telling you earlier, the first
the first
couple of weeks are the busiest weeks for me. Let me take a look at here. I need to look at my
The first couple of weeks is going to be the busiest. Just let me know the best time so I can schedule you for that.
Friday the 5th is the best day.
Okay, let's do that. Let me have it here.
The 9 again, 9 a.m. again.
Mm-hmm. You want to do the 9 a.m. again?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do 9 a.m. That's 5th of September at 9 a.m. Pacific. All right. And as I have mentioned earlier, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. And after we end this call, Ken, I will do a test call tracking to your phone number. Please note, if you will be able to answer, then that would be great. And if you will not be able to answer, I will try to leave a voicemail so you can go ahead and play it. And please note that the call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead. But then again, you will still be able to review and play it. So you can save the number whichever you like, whichever you're comfortable, or you can save it as a Local Splash lead. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And these wraps up our onboarding. Thank you so much, Ken, for your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash, and I really like how everything goes smoothly here with you. But do you have any immediate questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No. We'll just see how the campaign goes.
All right. But in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything isn't accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away so we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please watch your email and text for status updates. and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Ken, for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can help you out with?
No, I think I'm good for now.
Thank you so much, Ken. Enjoy the rest of the day and give my regards to your beautiful wife.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.